some real talk. Oh, I need some real talk. Give me some of that real talk.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Hanging out with Claudio Grizik, Justin Kazepas. And I see your device here that you've got sitting on the table. No, don't think I didn't see you carry that in the moment you put that down on the table. I know what you're trying to do to me.
Yes.
I've already been snipped, though. You can't do any. No, stay away from me with your device. No, stay away from me with your device here.
I'm going to poke you with that.
That's maintenance.
Do you have any idea of what this is?
It's a taser. She's got a taser in the studio right now.
No.
Is that a moisture reader?
Yes, this is for Maintenance Monday.
Maintenance Monday. Okay, we're going to talk about maintaining your dwelling.
Yes, yes. One of the important things you do. Every week, we're going to talk about something that we homeowners can do to make sure the house is kept at its best.
Can I tell you a personal story that happened to me last night?
Sure.
I'm dealing with even today, as far as maintaining goes.
Okay.
So yesterday, the kids, Noah, my son's 5, my daughter's 3, Emmy, they both wanted to take a bath. So we're going to take a bath and... It, just part of parenting is you get lazier, right? Like, let's just be honest about it. And so it's like, okay, you can take a bath, but you can do it in mommy, daddy's bath. I don't feel like going upstairs. It's not, we have master down. Anyway, water starts getting a little brown when it comes out. And I'm like, ah, is it the water heater? Is it the water heater that's about to go? And so I have it looked at today as far as getting it checked. We could update like, you know, a part or two and maybe it fixes the problem.
Okay.
But I might be diving into the tankless water heater game now is what might happen.
I have a guy.
You have a guy.
I
know you have a guy, but do you have a thought on tankless water heaters?
I love them. It's crazy to think that this is a new thing here, that people don't know how it works or get scared. We've been using them in Brazil, I don't know, since the early 80s. So for me, it's crazy to use the huge thing. It drives me insane to be boiling, I don't know, 50 gallons of water 24/7 for no reason. I love tankless. Go tankless.
The only thing that I asked when the guy came and he gave the quote, and I'm not going to say the company right now. There may be a time where I say the company, though, depending on if you got a guy. I don't know. I'm going to get a quote guy.
Yes.
But I said, well, how much is the rebate? Where's my money back from the government with all this energy stuff y'all be talking about? So there's $600 for federal.
Okay.
And then Piedmont Natural Gas has a $200 credit. So that's the, as of today, no disclosure warranty for tomorrow, not legal advice, nothing like that. Okay. $800 off.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
But I thought I was going to get like, you know, it for free. I thought I was going to be able to get it for free with all this money the government's giving. What's going on?
Yeah. I hope one day the government really helps people choose a greener everything. With more tax incentives or rebates or anything. I really want that to happen.
No, forget that.
If
just let
I
me
am
keep
the president
money. Forget
one day,
all that. You're going to go deep into that?
You
No.
Yes.
Don't
no,
make
I'm
the
not.
People pay
I'm
for
not.
That. Don't do that.
No, I'm kidding.
Although we did get a new battery plant in Lincoln County. That just got announced.
Okay, awesome.
Representative Sain announced a battery, EV battery components. That's what's going to go in Lincoln County. I think 400 to 500 jobs, something like that.
Okay, that's good.
Higher than the average median income currently for the area.
So you're saying it's time to buy in the area before prices
Is it time to buy? It's been time to buy. All right, give me a buyer or seller story from the week. What you got? Anything fun?
Well, I had one of my listings. I had 3 open houses Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sheesh.
Terrified with the rain, and all of them were pretty busy, crazy. Multiple offer, happy, 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 yes. And I had a Cinco de Mayo themed. I had the dress, I had the earrings, I had a bartender with margaritas. Super busy, people coming with umbrellas and jackets and all coming to the house. So
you did what did you do for Cinco de Mayo?
I held open houses.
That's it?
And I showed houses after the open house to different buyers. I worked. I don't take days off unless I'm traveling.
What's the best South American?
And I'm not lying. I am working if I'm not traveling.
What's the best South American food in Lake Norman area?
I haven't found the best.
You're not lying.
I'm not lying.
I would say, I don't know about the rest of South America, so don't let me offend you. But as far as Mexican food goes, hard to find real authentic. There's one spot I really like. Can I tell you my one spot
I really like?
Azteca, down off Harris, near Harris Boulevard. And what is it, 21? So Statesville.
Okay.
Right there near James River Equipment across the street, right there near North Lake, down the
left
section.
Because we did go
fire.
Saturday evening when I was done with the open house. We did go for dinner and we did have Mexican Mm-hmm. But I don't think, I mean, it's okay, but it's not, because I lived in LA for a while, so.
Oh, excuse me.
They had real Mexican, so I haven't found, it's, you know, it's doable. But if anyone is interested in Brazilian food, which is not at all similar to what you would think, there's a place in Ballantyne called.
Wait, hold on real quick. What do I think?
You probably think we have tacos and spicy, crazy. Describe. Okay, so
I was going to say like octopus on a tortilla. Is that like what is that?
Not at all.
No, nothing.
We don't
close?
Even have tortillas or anything like
really?
That. Yes.
Everywhere in the world's got tortillas. No. Even the French have tortillas.
We do in Mexican restaurants, but Brazilian, no. So if you're interested one day, anyone in Ballantyne, there is a place called Brazilian Eats and Treats. Every time my mouth is watering right now, just mentioning their name. Every time I am in Ballantyne, Indian Land, if I go Fort Mill, I have lunch, I stop and I get some. See, my mouth is watering, thinking about when could I go to Ballantyne again. So it's awesome. And it's Brazil, like it's real Brazilian food.
Do you go out with friends often?
No.
You brought friends here today.
I did, I know. And this is our, see, we're drinking water and we're going to be talking. But yes, I did bring them here. But do I go out? No, I pass out when I come home. I sleep at like 8:30 or 9. I'm old.
That's not that. I'll be honest with you. Even I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So for me, 8:30 is not unheard of tonight. Like, you know, like that's not a big deal.
I came home last night and I could barely, I was so happy, but exhausted. And I'm like, I need, and I went to bed at 8:30.
What time do y'all go to? Tiffany and Ryan, what time do y'all go to bed?
I go to bed as early as possible.
I'm like 10.
We have a 2-year-old, so we're with
Oh, the 2-year-old game right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who has decided today that she wanted to potty train herself.
Nice
and
move.
And we've been getting the text messages all day of how she's just decided this is what she's doing.
That's nice.
Unbeknownst to us, but.
Well, you know. There you go. Go you.
How is she doing it?
That's a great question. We'll find out when we get home.
Oh, okay. Ryan hasn't been caught up to date yet, but our nanny has texted us and said, well, just so you know, I went to change her diaper and she was adamant that she had to go to the potty. And I tried to put her diaper back on and that's a no-go. So I've moved the potty out to the living room. I got a picture of her sitting on the potty, watching cartoons, eating oatmeal.
Living honestly, her, that sounds like life. A great life.
Yeah, yes. I know.
I'm in.
Easy. You don't have to do anything.
Jeez. Yes. Can we move one of our potties out to the living room so I can help?
Hard no.
Teach.
Hard no.
All right.
So Tiffany and I have a connection in that being attorneys in the local market, but we had never met face to face before today. This is exciting.
This is very exciting.
Tiffany and Ryan Weber are here. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thomas and Weber. Shout out to Ben Thomas. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Wow. The world is smaller than we ever would think it would be.
I cannot believe you never had, like you had never met before.
No.
Two real estate attorneys.
You're a connector. Look at you.
See?
Claudia.
Connecting.
Bringing me with joy. Connecting with the market data that is. What do you think? Over, under this week, 500,000 or less.
Over.
She's confident. 500,000 or less, active and coming soon, Canopy MLS, local MLS. How many active and coming soon units under 500,000 by county, Mecklenburg County?
Mecklenburg County, 1,125.
Did she cheat?
I swear.
No, she didn't cheat.
No.
Remember, the population of Mecklenburg County is how many?
1,000,007.
1.1 million.
Yes.
So you're thinking 1,100 units. We'll find out.
Yes.
We'll be back with more of today's Real Talk, hosted by Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis, in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazefis, Claudia Ogrizek, with some friends in the studio now. Tiffany, it's an absolute honor to meet you, by the way.
I feel the same way. You have been kind of like leading the way in real estate in our area.
No.
No. Don't be humble about it.
No.
You really have been.
Don't let anybody believe the fake noise that you hear on these streets. Fake news. That's what it all is.
No, it's all true. And it's just an honor to be here and get to talk to you in person. And, you know, thanks, Claudia.
You're welcome. And I never thought you, for me, you were friends and knew each other forever and had worked together. And
only know the reputation of, which is stellar and
same,
fantastic.
Same.
And it's one of those things of real estate has changed in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. the closing perspective and walking through a transaction after you've executed in a contract. And that's where like Claudia is also very awesome in that actually helping clients all the way through, yeah. right? Like that's part of the process. And I think as the market in the sense of probably number of brokers, right, starts capitulating at some point, aka going down. I wanted to use a big market word today in front of
lawyers.
Claudia. Yeah, I wanted to you know show it off.
More syllables.
but as that happens, it's the ones that are left are the ones that provide good service. And I know that your firm, the law firm, even provides good service. Ben Thomas was all about service. That was his absolutely. Whole mantra.
I mean, he was a comedian of sorts. You know, he always joked that he was a thespian, so he had to find a way to bring that into his practice. So he was kind of known for just being gregarious, that always keeping people laughing. And it inspires you to want to keep that legacy going as best you can. I'm not nearly as funny as he was, but, you know, I practice my jokes here and there. And we have our routines.
You have to. You got to have your lines at the
you
table.
You have to. And I remember one of my very first closings was with him, and I remember him being funny. And I'm like, this is amazing mm-hmm. because, you know, not only it's a special moment, but then it's a funny moment. The clients will never forget.
Yeah, unforgettable.
So I remember that. I'm like, oh, my God, a fun and funny attorney. That's awesome.
He called himself the old bald-headed lawyer. So we would be out to dinner, you know, because our families went out a lot. So he'd meet somebody and be like, hello, I'm your new attorney. And he's like, give me your phone. And he puts old bald-headed lawyer as his contact. And he's like, you won't remember my name, but you will remember the old bald-headed lawyer.
When we taught him what a QR code was, it blew his absolute mind.
Yeah.
Like he was like, so I can put this on my phone. And then people can scan it, and it puts it in their phone as my contact. I mean, he was just like, mm-hmm. I'm doing this for everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the closing side of things, particularly with attorneys, for a long time, I don't want to call it archaic because there's certain technology pieces that you just have to have now that nobody can argue with, you know, e-recording, right, and all mm-hmm. those kinds of things. Like there's certain things you just have to do. But from a process perspective and how there's a business side to law, and that's like a changing of the guard almost thing yeah. going on, it feels like. And maybe I'm wrong. And from the broker side, though, there's always been – there's supposed to be a team. Mm-hmm. And this is a topic a lot of people like to shy away from, but you know it exists. Everything feels adversarial in real estate so many times. And so is that okay? And if that's the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it's supposed mm-hmm. to be. But if it's a contractual agreement where if there's a meeting of the minds prior to, then there's got to be a – conversation about, okay, well, we've already agreed on terms. Mm-hmm. Why is this such a battle all the way through? Like, if it's going to be a battle the whole time, it's just not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Do you see that still today in the essence of things? Like, with as tight, I mean, inventory is, it's crazy low, right? It's lower now than it was when I exited.
I think in some ways it's getting worse. And it's something to do with, I think, you know, when rates got so high, it felt like every transaction was happening because the sellers had to sell for some bad reason. Like, someone passed away. They're getting a divorce. There's some partition. So they're already stressed and on high alert. They don't actually read the contract that they sign. We're one of the only types of attorneys that gets involved after people have already negotiated the deal.
Yeah.
So they come to us and they want to figure out how to undo what they've already agreed to. And we're like, this is going to be quite difficult to do. So it's just butting heads the whole way through. We get lucky here and there with smooth transactions, but I think right now it feels very adversarial.
What's like the lending side like from the attorney perspective? You're right. So when an attorney gets involved in the transaction, then there's a title order. Then there's a process, right? You got to go through closing statements. You got to make sure invoices are there. The closing disclosures all balanced out, right? Mm-hmm. Every piece is there. What's that been like in the past, maybe let's say 12 months on from that perspective?
Oh, we're still getting loan packages 30 minutes after the clients arrive for their scheduled appointment time that everyone's known since the first day that we got the contract with names spelled wrong, of course, but I think it hasn't been any worse other than, you know, lenders just being desperate to get every deal possible because of the rates. Service-wise, I don't think it's really been that much different. Yeah. Still late.
It's still the same game. Just less inventory, less volume now. And then so the working together, right? Like that becomes so important between the broker and the attorney, right? The communication through a transaction is really what it's about. It's managing expectations. I mean, that's really... But now you've got this such a dramatic pendulum of 2 years ago, 3 years ago, everything on fire, get it closed yesterday, contract signed this afternoon, when are we funded, right? That whole night, cash deals, and cash still exists. Oh, yeah. What's the closing 100%. Day for cash deals? 7, 14 days, 21 days, or is it, are you seeing even longer?
It's usually faster than, of course, and this is how I think cash buyers can get the deal done. It's like if they offer short for vacant homes, of course, but I think they can do it in 7 days with good attorneys, well, right?
Depends on what. Depends on title the title search. Reveals.
I know. Yeah.
It's like doing a home renovation.
Isn't I don't know what's so going to be behind the wall. Talking to attorneys and everything's, it depends.
It depends. Just,
yeah. I don't know. It depends.
It's no, but a title search can be done in 7 days. It yeah. could be done in 7 days if everyone is working on it. So
and I'll be honest with you, too. Can I be honest with everyone at this table and not offend you?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what we're supposed to be talking about today. I just know Tiffany showed up and Ryan came. And then, I know of them, and I never talked to them before. What are we doing today?
One of the things, of course, we are always having guests that are related to real estate. And of course, attorneys are in North Carolina and South Carolina are a huge part of it. How many states actually do have, how many are attorney states? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. Only
can we
the,
Google that?
Well, yeah.
I want to say it's like 10 to 14, somewhere in there.
Really?
It's a low number.
I don't keep up with every state, but I think it was 14 was the last number
I want to say it's 14.
It is the minority. I know that attorney closing states are the minority.
And they think we're crazy. Like people coming from other states, they're like, wait, so I don't go to the title company for the closing and you're not charging me $8,000 to do this? I mean, they're just like, what's happening here? Do you want me to?
We can.
That seems a little egregious to me, but you know, if you really want to pay me.
I do have clients coming from out of state and they're like, why is there an attorney? And in my mind is like, why wouldn't there be? Yeah.
So there is a real life example of why it's good to have an attorney today. If you look at the rates, North Carolina is one of the least expensive as it relates to title insurance. And the reason because of that is the risk profile for insurers, because it's an attorney who's executing the opinion of the title. Mm. So the rates are way less. But if you go to other states where it's in a title closing state, the numbers end up about the same, if not more, in the other state most of the times. North Carolina attorneys, this is the thing. This is my beef with the whole previous guard of real estate attorneys in North Carolina. And I can just be honest now that I'm out. It became such a commodity that the art of the quality of service, right, just got dissipated as the brokerage community took more over of real estate. It's just the honest truth. It's just the way it shifted, where brokers became so powerful in the deal, dictating certain areas and locations, that the legal side, in my opinion, now has holes in it of are we going to be an attorney closing state forever? I don't know the answer to that. I surely hope we are, because of property rights, which we always have conversations about because of development right now. This always goes back to development and traffic, right? We can always go back to traffic every single day. But I just wonder about the future. And is Claudia going to be nice to everyone like she is right now and 10 years from now in this
program? You never know. But one of the reasons why I wanted to bring them again, because...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Because we talk about real estate every week. But they are... Tiffany is, and thanks to Ryan, of course... superstars. They are YouTube.
No.
Oh yeah.
Influencers
what did you say
or whatever
earlier,
you
fake
like.
News?
They are. How many? I saw it this morning. I forgot the number. A million, more than a million.
Yeah,
views
we've gotten
or
a million views on our YouTube channel in the last 28 days.
That's awesome.
Like a rolling 28 day.
That's
average.
Awesome.
Who is your public? Like brokers, other attorneys,
real estate agents. Like
real estate
we call
agents.
It, we call it real estate professionals, but generally it's agents.
Okay.
Like, Tiff
from all
to,
over the country or North Carolina?
Yeah. Well, we speak to North Carolina, but we do get an audience all over the country. So it's every video. I'm like, and remember, I'm North Carolina licensed. I'm only doing his favorite thing of disclaimer.
That's right.
But we do get an audience all over the country.
And when you started the channel, what was your goal? And have you reached your goal?
That's a great question, actually. Don't know what the goal was. It was more of like, what was the goal?
Our goal was to answer their frequently asked questions, to have a library to be able to send to clients.
Yeah, Ben was getting really annoyed with like typing the same question over and over as
Me
the
too.
Answer. And so we were like, well, we'll just have you record it and we'll send it out in a video. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of grew.
Okay.
Seems like it worked pretty well, huh?
It worked decent. Decent enough.
It's all right.
I think this by the end of this week, we'll hit 25,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so what's been that journey like for you guys, like building that? Even how many years has it been?
We started January of 2020.
Okay, so just over four years into it.
We have 2.2 million views on the channel, and 1 million is in the last 28 days. If that tells you anything.
Yeah. Popped off, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was the episode? Was it someone raging about
title,
HOAs, or what was it?
Title versus deed.
It was a short video, yeah.
427 days after it was published.
No so a short popped off?
Really?
All of a sudden?
Oh, yeah.
No, not a short.
Not a short.
5-minute video.
Nice.
Title versus deed. It's got like almost 600,000 views right now.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
You never know.
Is that like the really market? Like it could just shift at any moment, right? It just is that.
Yes. And we'll have random videos that we don't think were very good when we recorded them. People really like, or anytime I say anything remotely controversial, I mean, it just, everybody wants to comment. I'm the one that doesn't like to read the comments.
It did help when you recorded an NAR video on the settlement the day after the settlement came out. So that one did decent.
Yeah, that one probably did pretty good. You know who says a lot of controversial things? The one. Claudia says a lot of controversial things.
I don't.
She's got a lot of things that people questionable out there.
I feel like you might stir the pot just a tiny bit.
You know, having just met you. And I think you spend the weekend planning, like, how can I get her to say something bad?
That's how he gets his peace from his children, is how am I going to get Claudia?
It's a sick and twisted world.
It's the plan. Like, let me get her.
I still see your witch device over here that you've got. What is your moisture meter?
Yes. It's about Maintenance Monday.
Okay. Are we going to check on that soon?
Sure.
Well, I mean, are you okay? Is everything okay at your house that you've got?
Everything is okay.
Should I be weirded out that you have your own moisture meter? Isn't that more of like a home inspector kind of thing?
It's my GC dream coming true.
Oh, here it comes. She's going to do something else.
Keep it right here. Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas will return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Today's Real Talk continues now. Here are your hosts, Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. With your Maintenance Monday readiness.
Yes.
And yes, we are going to get to this week's stat, market stat, of 500,000 or less Mecklenburg County active coming soon from Canopy MLS.
1,120. That's my number. And I'm not changing it.
Okay. Well, then let's focus on Maintenance Monday right now.
So
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Just so you know, every Monday now we forgot last week, but anyway, we're supposed to talk about something.
Non-negotiable every Monday.
Every Monday. Except for and today I would like to talk about windows.
Okay.
Every now and then, at least if it's once a year, you should open and close all your windows and clean the structure. Vacuum, brush, dry cloth. Because if you never do, and there are many people that never touch their windows, and when you try, they'll fail and not open. So let's say, God forbid, you have a fire, you can't open your windows because you never do it. Mm-hmm. So I think, once a year, you should open your windows.
Ryan, this weekend, go open all of our windows.
I'm gonna give you a call. I'm like, is he doing it? Open your windows, clear all the dust, all the debris, vacuum, dust, a brush, whatever. And then you can also put a oil-free spray or something in the system, the hinges. And make sure you open and close your windows every now and then, or they will fail. I found out because when I bought my house, it is a 1997 house, and the previous owners, original owners, never opened the window. And one day I was like, oh my God, and I could not open any of the windows. So I got my window guy, and he said, if you never do, they will fail, and you won't be able to escape if you need to.
Like, don't these people like fresh air?
I know, it's crazy. I know. I do. I remember once a long time ago when I moved here, one day I opened all the windows perfect all day, and my husband came home. He's like, what is this? I'm like, it's called fresh air, and it's awesome.
You know, when I learned about but settled into my brain, my nugular went in there finally, about having the windows open for fire access was one of my first inspection reports as a buyer's agent back in the day. This would have been 2012. Mm-hmm. And the buyer was livid. The windows are sealed shut. Fire code violation.
You have to be able to do it. And this is a poking device because you also should inspect for water. Mm. Water is the second enemy, the second most dangerous enemy a house can have. Of course, fire being the first one. So if you see any stains.
Fire is the final boss.
Yes. Mm. So if you see any stains around.
And by poking
you
device.
You turn it on and you poke the yellow, you know, whatever stains to see if it's dry or not.
Right. And by poke-in device, you mean a moisture meter. I just want to just get that clarified.
I like talking to the public. I'm a journalist. You guys like using difficult words that nobody understands.
She's talking to me. So she's like, hey, Ryan, this little poker over here is how you can use it.
Yes. So for the general public, I like making it easy, a poking device. You see a stain, you poke it, and you see if it's wet. If you have a leak,
Like ask for a poking device when you go to Lowe's next time.
Yeah, they understand.
See what aisle they send you to.
They understand. I'm sure they say, Claudia said a poking device. Where is it? And they'll guide you to the right aisle.
Moisture meters, though, are important as part of the inspection, particularly one of my favorite locations of my house, my crawl space.
Where the Pokemon are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But where the inspectors should look, right, as part of the process.
Yes.
What kind of conversations, if any, have you had recently about crawl spaces?
That I always worry when a client wants to buy a house on a crawl space.
You do worry about crawl spaces? You don't?
Always. Always.
Do you prefer slab?
I do.
You do?
As a buyer agent or as a listing? Yes. Because, you know, very rarely you find a real problem on a slab, but I would say most crawl spaces, you know, they are, even people that take good care of it. How often are you on a crawl space?
We're in a basement.
Okay. Finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
Okay. Do you ever go and see if there's water, if there's
my gym's down there.
Smell?
I go down there.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all got that radon? Y'all got that radon down in there?
Yeah. No. Have you ever tested
That's why I'm getting
radon?
So big.
Yeah.
Do you go? Do you check your crawl space? Are you on a basement as well?
No, I'm in a crawl space. Last time I went in was probably a couple weeks ago when Noah wanted the little, you know, like the old school style when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and there'd be the little balls in the ball pit. Mm-hmm. So we have like a bag of those in the crawl space. Nice. So I had to go in there and grab that the other day.
Okay.
So no moisture. It didn't smell mildew. It didn't smell mildew.
Awesome. I do, but most people never do it.
No, you are supposed to. You genuinely are. And I always went, though, for the access to utilities. That was always where I saw the value.
Oh, No doubt about the advantages of the crawl space. If you want to make any changes, the same thing. When I bought my house, they had an electric stove. I hated it. I wanted gas. It was very easy. But you have to go. You have to check. You have to see if there's water or moisture. You can poke all the wood.
The poking device.
It's fun.
You poke all the water and you're
it's
good.
It's fun, yes.
No, but inspectors should use it. There is like a percentage, right? Like
but
of moisture
not many
readings.
Actually do.
Really?
Yes. So I would say that most inspectors would say, I see signs of moisture. It could be an active leak. It could be an old one. They don't poke
it. They don't bring the poker?
They don't bring the poker.
I figured that would be like in their tool belt.
No. So I come behind them.
That shows I'm never at the inspections whenever we buy houses.
Yes. So I poke behind them. It's like if I am and I'm like same thing in the attic, they're like, oh, there's sign. I'm going and I poke because they don't do it.
Most need to make sure.
Yeah,
this is
I make
part
sure.
Of the
because then provide. When my buyers get the report, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's dry. Or.
See, but this is a great example of what Claudia does really good of managing expectations, right? To that level to go into a client's house and have a moisture reader, a poking device ready to go for her listing.
I have
that's wild.
A whole toolbox of all kinds
things
of stuff.
Things ready to go?
My father-in-law, it's very funny. My father-in-law usually gives me like some kind of gadget for Christmas.
I feel like I want to do a segment where you like do your listing presentation for me, just so I can see you bust out the toolbox and moisture.
No, I'm going to call in sick that day.
It ends with, if you don't want to get poked, I am not. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are we ready to look at the numbers then for the week?
Yes.
Are you? You've already given your guess. You said 1,120.
Yes.
Locked in.
Locked in, ready to go. Okay. So active and coming soon in Canopy MLS, 500,000 or less by county. We're looking at Mecklenburg County. Last week, it was a little lower than Claudia's guess. So Claudia is guessing that it has gone up, the active and coming soon listings. Is there a button on here that says air horn?
Yes. Push. Do I do it now?
Yeah, go ahead. 1,138. So it went even higher than what you thought it would.
But I was pretty close.
You were. Well,
what do I get?
You took the over.
I won.
Congratulations, Claudia. You
got
get
an air horn.
You get
there you go.
Horn, I did it 10 times last week celebrating that gray is out. Did y'all know gray is out?
I did.
Cool gray?
I'm disappointed. I kind of like gray.
But grayish
is
in.
Yeah. I love gray.
I'm not the browns. I'm not in with the tans and the browns and the beige. I don't like it.
Earth tones.
Oh, earthy.
That's what it that's.
I
it's
think I'm with
like
you.
The
I
yellowish.
Okay.
You know, if it's more
cool. I like cool gray. Yeah, I like cool gray. I'm still in. It's in for me.
I'm glad you like, because that's all this whole room is.
And I was expecting to come today and have like a brown wall.
He loves emerald tones. Ryan does. So it's if we're not careful,
our like whole bedazzled.
House. No. Oh. Not bedazzled.
Like a deep green.
Oh, deep green.
Deep green.
Yeah. Hulk
deep
green. Blue. Hulk green. Yeah.
Yes. Masculine. Yeah. Yes.
How big are colors these days in the conversation with clients? Like, do you get involved in the color conversation a lot?
Of course. Yes.
What's your favorite
Claudia,
color?
I think
besides green. I know your favorite color is green.
I'm very involved. I know. Of course, green is.
But my inside a house for your client, like, what are the colors you like to see that you think are effective for buyers these days?
I go white.
You go clean.
Blanks. Pure white, not a yellowish, not cool, because like the cool bluish white doesn't look good, but like a pure white or a slightly, very slightly creamy, never yellow. You bring all the light and people talk about it. Like every buyer, even if they want something, but a different color, but when they come to the house and it's bright and white, it's clean, it's so do it white. I even though the trend is tan, and I do know that in some situation it works, if you're asking me, painted white. Buyers always choose or like a bright house better than any other, period. Very rare that people like a dark wall, maybe one accent wall, but white is always, I think, a classic. But I do like grays.
Good.
And I don't like browns. No.
You can't go back now on what you said before. Tell them what you told me before
but
about
I am
gray.
With you. I
no,
do like
don't
gray.
Do that.
I just don't think that everything gray like it was is a good idea. Because everything,
also,
like the
don't
floor,
look
the
like
cabinets,
an Olive Garden.
Everything.
Like yes. This room?
Everything, yes.
Justin, I like the room.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's fine.
It's okay. It's doable. It's okay.
Well, I appreciate it. And you win this week. You did great.
Right?
Perfect.
Almost perfect. Very close to perfect.
We
I was impressed.
We didn't bet anything. Right?
I don't cheat. I don't look
did
at
you
anything.
Pick,
I could tell by your reaction.
Yes.
Did you pick a horse in the Kentucky Derby? Speaking of cheaters like Sierra
working.
Leone.
I was in my... I didn't even realize there was
But
Kentucky
you had a Derby party, right? Or no, you went Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
But the Derby was Saturday.
Yes.
There was a lot of parties this weekend.
A lot.
All right. Coming back.
There's more of Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. We're back with more of Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Joe Vagnone, Local Biz Now, the business broker of 30 years up next after our show.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All part of the week. And so what else have you been doing for the past week? I haven't seen you since last Monday, and you've been representing clients every single day, doing yes. things, attending, and you host open houses right now even?
Of course.
In
I
this market? In
open
this
houses.
In this market climate?
Why not?
I don't know. There's like no inventory. Your house is probably just
exactly.
the moment
That's
they hit the market,
I
they probably
grab,
go.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I told you. You have to get it ready the right way, price it correctly, and market it correctly. It's not just sell it. Did I tell you about a for sale by owner person I met a few months ago at a different open house? And she's like, oh, I don't need agents. Houses sell themselves, and now it's listed on MLS. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
So it's listed on MLS.
For how many days?
She just listed. I saw it last, I think, Friday or Thursday. And of course, because I'm human, I'm watching, like, no showings at all. And I'm like,
don't do that.
Well, you know, I'm nice, but I am a person. I am human.
You are human. Yeah. You are competitive.
I'm not at all.
You don't think you're competitive?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I don't like competition. I don't like...
Maybe with yourself, though.
Maybe, but...
Definitely has an internal meter of competition. Are you kidding me? You don't strive for excellence to this level without having your own internal...
But yeah, maybe with me, I don't have it. I remember, I think I was a talented swimmer growing up, and they wanted me to compete because I think I won.
What was your
and
swim?
I
what was your best? What was your move?
I don't know how to
butterfly?
Say English, the regular
move?
Thing.
Yeah, okay.
What's your swimming
regular,
move?
The regular crawl.
The regular crawl?
And
freestyle?
Freestyle. This was back in Brazil. And breaststroke. Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't like the competition.
You didn't like that part of it?
No. Maybe because I don't
to
like
it for your own enjoyment and achievement.
I didn't want people's, like, I didn't like that. Mm. And I quit swimming because they said, you have to compete. You, like, you're too good. You can't just go and enjoy the pool. Like, you, they, pre-, and I'm like, okay. And I never, I mean, I do swim, but I'm like, nope, I'm not going to do it. Don't bug me, because I didn't like the competition. Maybe deep inside, because I don't want to lose and I was afraid of losing. But I don't like
right
it.
I think you should be studied, and I mean that in the best way.
Yeah.
Like, so like I just want to bottle little... you up a little bit, you know, and like be able to give whatever you've got to other people. Maybe take a little bit of it myself.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
You don't drink coffee, do you?
Of course I do.
Okay, yeah. Is Brazil's coffee stronger?
Extremely. They are as strong as it gets, yes.
Yeah.
So not necessarily good Brazilian restaurants, but what about coffee? I mean, is there like a good place to get strong coffee around here?
I make it at home because I can't find.
She imports the bean herself.
Yeah. No, actually, I found similar. Can I say the name?
You can say whatever you want.
I found.
This is America, first off, Claudia. Okay. How long have you been a U.S. citizen for?
I think 7, 8 years.
This is America.
It's going to be November 5th.
It's still the same America that
November
you...
5th. Don't forget. It's going to be my anniversary. Yes. So write it down. Yes. Everybody wearing the same way I did on my 10th anniversary here. But I found out that Bustelo coffee is very similar to Brazilian because it's super fine. So I think when you boil the water and like it gets everything. So
it's yellow.
Yes. Yellow brand, so it's like $3. So it's way cheaper than anything. It's super strong. It's awesome. I love it. I love the smell of it. I love the like punch in the face in the morning.
I don't know if I want that.
Yeah,
she's like,
I kind of do.
I liked it up until the punching in the face part.
Yeah. Don't talk to me in the morning. Let me have my coffee first. I'm not friendly or like, give me some silence and a little strong coffee. And then I become this
the new power
sweetheart
on.
That I am.
And then she helps someone's dreams come true by finding them their first home. And then she cries.
Stop. See? See? So let's go back to our guests. And because I know you always want to talk about it, so we have the best person to talk about.
What do you want to
talk about? The settlement.
The process.
The whole.
From the contract to close.
Yes? Yeah. Okay. Oh, you don't want to talk?
No, we can't. Absolutely. The settlement. Oh, you mean at the table. You mean the final shebang, the show? Oh,
yes, because it's set and done, right?
Oh, you mean the NAR
the one, yes, the one.
The
buyer, agent, everything.
Oh, you mean NAR. Oh, NAR. Okay. I'm following along right now.
Because you're always trying to make me say something.
Sure.
And I always...
What's your thoughts? You think the market gets stronger or weaker with buyer's agents now having to fight for their own?
I think we get better agents out of it. I'm a little hesitant to make any claims about what I think will really happen other than
it's
I
all
think
made
we're
up here.
Gonna, we're just going to get better agents out of it for sure. Less of them, but extremely capable and competent ones, which I'm excited about personally.
Yeah. Do you think listing brokers will see the value of offering commissions or talking to sellers about offering commissions? Should the seller choose to offer commissions on their own accord with no persuasion or anything else by that, by anybody else? Do you think that sellers will remain optimistic of offering buyers commissions?
I think so. I think there might be, 6, 12, maybe even 18 months of who knows what the heck is happening. But I kind of think it's going to go back to the way that it's been, just not the way we've been doing it. So, not being able to use the fields and the MLS. And I'm not saying that I'm endorsing that. It's just kind of where I see it going of, it will settle back into the way of doing things, but hopefully with a little more education, a lot more education to both sides about how their broker is being paid.
And I agree with her. I do think that after we kind of settle and understand and change, I think many agents will give up, especially the people that do it just for one house or just for me or, for myself. And then the good agents or the better agents will stay. I'll be there. So when people ask me, are you worried? I'm like, I'm not worried because I know the kind of agent I am. I know we're going to have to learn how to navigate and redo stuff. But I am an actual real agent. So I'm staying and I'm almost happy that some of them that don't really do it, I never forgot one day I went to an open house. I was previewing for a client. I got to an open house. It was the listing agent hosting it. So I started talking and he said, oh, you know, I don't even do this. I have my license and the owners called me and I'm like, hey, easy money. And
I'm going to have to work twice as hard.
Yeah. And I was so upset because, I mean, really? Like, you keep a license. It's like, I don't even do this. I'm like, you shouldn't be here. So I think that maybe now with the changes, these kind of agents will go away and the good ones will stay, which will help buyers and sellers.
Brokers are vital to the transaction. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll advocate for brokers forever because they are vital to the transaction.
And you said in one of your shows, right, that you as an attorney, you wouldn't need an agent because
but you choose to.
Yes.
Because of the value. And I think one thing that Ryan and I have discussed a lot is that what will be critical for brokers is learning how to communicate their value in whatever way they're comfortable, but really knowing who you're talking to and then how you can actually help them and explaining that in a way they can understand and understand that they will be willing to put dollars behind it. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I think a lot of agents really struggle with right now is they think, okay, well, you need me. So, you know, you can get whoever, but you definitely need me. But not really letting their client understand why. And why it's worth spending money on. You know, he's doing the seminar tomorrow of trying to help agents understand this to get out ahead of it a little bit. But it's just, I think that's going to be our biggest issue.
Mm. Yeah, it's understanding how you can provide or tell people how you provide your value. Because we us sitting here, know there's value. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how to articulate it the right way, which is why people are like, well, I can just do it myself. I'll just do for sale by owner. Good luck. I mean, you had the same story. Good luck. And it didn't work out. And so it's teaching the agents that want to make it a career to say, this is how we can articulate what we do and how we help our client to have a smoother, easier, better transaction.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think or plan on working with agents or taking this kind of I know you do more and you can talk about it, but did you ever think you would be working with agents in your...
I'm a sports guy.
You're a sports guy.
Yeah, I played football in college. Thought I was going to be an athletic director, coach high school football, college football, whatever. So once she got into law and I met Ben, and it was like, oh, well, I'm going to stay in this world. Well, all we do is talk to real estate agents. I should probably learn about this process so I can help agents understand this, because the more we help agents as real estate attorneys, the more they're probably going to want to work with us.
I think I remember meeting you when you were just starting. Do you remember when you did? I think you were there.
Well, I sold my gym in January 2018.
Okay.
So it was probably 2 weeks after I was like, okay, and now I'm unretired and I am now the marketing director at a law firm. Hello.
Yeah. So he always told me he would retire by 30, and I'm like rolling my eyes. And, you know, selling the gym wasn't enough to retire, but it was enough that he could probably take a year to figure out what he wanted to do. And I was just like,
I was 29.
How did you marry the stud?
Yeah. Got her.
That was one of the many times he was very happy to hear me say, you were right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy how life sometimes takes turns? Did you ever think about being a radio guy?
In college.
Yeah.
Because that's where it started for me at App State. Mm-hmm. It was before real estate. Real estate was growing up, but then getting into real estate didn't happen until after college for me, really like working it. And so now this is back to more of roots than anything, and with a cool twist, because the area we live in right now, real estate is unlike any other place that I know of. Even if you hear about like Miami, New York, blah, blah, blah. But like Lake Norman, they're all moving here right now. Exactly. They all want to come here.
We're top 10 everything for moving to.
So, and this is where I get into it on the development side. And this is where some people don't like it. I am so pro property right that I don't like telling anybody what to do with what they got with their land, because we have the opportunity. Registered unaffiliated. That's how it goes. But the opportunity we have of building something that we can take any model across the world in the country and anywhere else right now and say, what do we want to do here? Because the people are now coming here. Mm-hmm. And so we have the choice here to do it. However, you can't stop it. That's my other belief. You cannot stop the development from coming. It will come here. So choose to participate in the process is what I like to emphasize. Claudia.
Yes.
What a great week.
It was. And it's going to be an amazing week as well.
Thank you both for coming. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anything else that's on your mind or?
Clean your windows. Open the windows.
Use your stick and poke.
Get the poking. Thingy.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.